Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We've officially hit the beginning of fall. As this days get cooler, the days get shorter, and we start thinking about those fall time projects. Well, as you start thinking about those, we want you to also be thinking of Extension. If you are not familiar with the resources we have that impact all areas of your life, we'd like you to stop by our office, give us a call, or visit us online to find out what Extension can do for you. Whether you're looking for farm safety information as you finish up harvest, if you're looking for information on canning and preserving the last of the vegetables coming out of your garden this fall, if you're looking for information on planting and preparing your yard and garden for next year, we can help you out there as well. Maybe you're thinking about some ways you can save money, be more frugal, have your family eat more healthfully this coming year, or as you get into the holiday season. Extension has resources on healthy eating on a budget, financial planning and management, and many more topics like that. Extension also has information on parenting, including some great tips for helping make sure the kids get back in school successfully and stay engaged in their classes. Some great tips parents can do at home to make sure their students are reaching their full learning potential. So whether you're looking for farm information, yard and garden, parenting, or activities for youth to get youth engaged in the community, of course, we'd love for you to think of Extension and find out what we can do for you. One of the things that we want to talk about with it being fall is removing weeds from the lawn, a question we get often this time of year. Many homeowners know that a well-maintained lawn is an integral part of having an attractive home landscape. Extension horticulturalists share many tips that they have for some fall lawn work you might be wanting to do to make sure those pesky weeds don't come back. And especially with some of the dry weather we had this year, sometimes in many cases the weeds fared a little better in our lawn than the grasses did this year. So how do you make sure that the weeds don't come back for next year? First of all, starting off with mid-September to early November is the ideal time to apply a perennial broadleaf weed control to your lawn. In fall, the perennial broadleaf weeds, such as dandelions, many other of those large weeds that you would see out in your yard, are transporting food from the leaves down to the roots in preparation for winter. Any broadleaf herbicides that you apply in the fall will be absorbed by the weeds and transported down to the roots where they will be completely killed. Spring applications, for this reason, are generally less effective, as if you apply the herbicides in spring, they will kill off the leaves. But at this point in spring, the plants are bringing the food back up from the roots, and so there's no translocation of the chemicals down to the roots, and you won't get a very good kill on your weeds. If you want a list of weeds that are commonly recommended, 2,4-D, MCPP, MCPA, dicamba, triclopyr, and others. These would be any sort of weeds that would have those active ingredients in them, and they can be purchased in many locations and would come under many brand names. You just want to make sure you're looking for those active ingredients. The most effective broadleaf herbicides products would contain a mixture of two or three herbicides, as no single compound will control all broadleaf weeds. So keep that in mind. You want to look for several different active ingredients when you're looking at broadleaf herbicide control. These can be applied as liquids or granules. And of course, before you apply any herbicide, make sure you carefully read and follow all label directions. Again, these can be applied as liquids or granules. You want to, when apply liquid formulations, pay attention to the weather. Potential spray drift problems can be avoided by following simpler precautions, such as not spraying when winds exceed 5 miles an hour, or when temperatures are forecasted to exceed 85 degrees Fahrenheit within 24 hours after the application. Both of these would cause the chemical applied to drift far away from where it is intended to be applied. Since coarse droplets are less likely to drift than fine sprays, you want to select nozzles that will produce coarse droplets and use a low sprayer pressure when applying these herbicides. Keep the nozzle close to the ground If only a few areas in the lawn have weed problems, you want to spot treat those areas rather than spraying the entire lawn. Again, if you can't see the broadleaves, they will not be soaking up the herbicide and taking it down to the roots. This is not a preventative measure, it's just a treatment measure. And you want to apply just enough material to wet the leaf surfaces without oversaturating the lawn so you don't get runoff. If you're using a granular broadleaf herbicide, these are often combined with fertilizers. You want to apply those in when the foliage is wet. You can do this either by sprinkling the lawn first or waiting until after a rain. These are absorbed by the weed's foliage, again, not the roots. So to be effective, they must stick to the weeds and the weed leaves. Well, they will be absorbed. Apply the granular products in the early morning when the foliage is wet with dew, or again, you can irrigate the lawn prior to application. Again, to ensure adequate leaf surface and herbicide absorption, don't mow the lawn within 2 or 3 days before treatment, and also don't mow the lawn for about 3 or 4 days after mowing, after treating, because again, you want to make sure that once it sticks to the leaves, it has time to get all the way down to the roots. To prevent the herbicide from being washed off the plant's foliage, apply materials when rain is not forecast for 24 to 48 hours, and don't irrigate treated lawns within 24 hours after application. Again, for more questions on many fall topics, give us a call at the Extension Office, 243-112, or stop down and see us. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson from Cass County Extension Office.